Hello, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm happy you decided to spend a little time with us today. I wanted to talk today about something that I noticed because I've been printing in the darkroom lately. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the digital darkroom, the analog darkroom, there's a very repetitive practice to the printing process. If you're doing things digitally, you're going to get up, get the paper, put the paper in the printer. You're going to go back, you're going to open the Photoshop or Lightroom dialog boxes, you're going to click on print, paper is going to come out, and you're going to do that loop over and over again. If you're in the analog darkroom, you go to the enlarger, and you go to the developer, and then the stop and the fix. It's a very repetitive process. So as I was standing there, because I was in the analog darkroom working on some platinum prints, I got to thinking about this repetitive nature, because you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And part of that's because we need the consistency. So there's a value in repetition from a consistency standpoint. But I started to really think about how repetition comes to play in our creative practice, in our photographic practice. And is it a really good thing, or is it something that we need to make sure we keep an eye on so that we don't fall into some inadvertent trap in how our photography is created? I think there's a huge value in repetition when it comes to learning a certain skill. One of the things I tell people when they first get started with a new camera or they first get started with a new piece of technology is to use it over and over again. With a camera, you've got to use every setting and every menu so your hands and your brain can get some muscle memory. So you just know if you need to change f-stops, if you need to change shutter speeds, if you need to change the white balance, ISO, whatever it is, you can just pick up that camera and instantly your hands are going to do the right thing. That comes from muscle memory. That comes from repetition. That comes from continual ongoing practice. One of the things I do every Friday, one of the things I like to set up for myself is I have a 2 or 3 hour block every Friday that is a chance for me to go back and relearn and repractice the skills that I know but I don't use on a regular basis, whether it's in the digital room, whether it's shooting, setting up some strobes, whatever it is. I set up some time for myself every week to relearn things that I've already done. There's a repetition that comes there as I'm just trying to flex those muscles and keep them fresh so that I'm able to do things over again. So if it's in Photoshop, maybe one week I work on luminosity mask or channel blending or some aspect of Lightroom that I haven't used in a while. And like I said, in the shooting world, maybe it's setting up flashes. Maybe it's getting out a camera I haven't shot with for a while and just going through all those buttons and settings again. So I think there's a huge value in that sort of repetition. Like I said, I think there's a huge value in the repetition in terms of quality of output. One of the things that makes printing so important is we learn how to be consistent. We learn how to make sure we choose the exact same settings in the print driver each time. We make sure we calibrate the screen the same way each time. If we're in the analog darkroom, we make sure that our prints are archivally processed because they went through the process consistently time after time after time. Our dodging and burning techniques were the same time after time after time. So I think there's a huge value in that learning aspect of the printing where it's consistent. However, one of the things that I've noticed, and this came up when you look at portfolio reviews, it comes up when I look at my own work, and it comes out of, I think, one of the big sins of how we teach photography, which is to work the scene. You hear this a lot in the shooting aspect. You'll hear people say when you go somewhere, you need to work the scene. And what happens with that is we end up shooting, say, 100 images from different points of view, different vantage points, maybe different camera lenses. Maybe we choose different weird filters to process them with. But the repetition there has been altered in the point of view. But ultimately, remember, photography is about storytelling. It's about communicating a feeling. It's about communicating emotions. It's about communicating thoughts. It's about communicating ideas, situations. There's some aspect that we're trying to communicate through the photograph. So imagine if you took a photograph and you were going to go take a picture of a building or a flower or a portrait of somebody, and you did 100 different shots, but you never once changed your sense of the story, your sense of identity about the object, what you were attempting to convey, what the actual message was. Those photographs would all feel very similar, even though you would have changed your point of view and your perspective and things like that on where you took the photograph from. One of the elements of avoiding problems with repetition is that we have to get a clear idea of what is the message we're attempting to convey with the photograph. When you look at portfolio reviews, one of the biggest challenges in giving somebody feedback is they may be an incredibly talented photographer. They may have the absolute most brilliant idea, and you look at 12 images that are the exact same idea. When they look at the photographs, they could be from different places in the world. They could be from different locations. Everything could be different about them, except that the idea is the same. The execution of what was the underlying principle behind the photograph hasn't changed. What happens there is it's similar to reading the exact same paragraph in a book over and over and over again with just a few different subtle adjectives that have been changed. It becomes boring. It becomes something less. And what happens then is we get caught up in the technical aspect of the photograph being different, when really what we want to convey is a grander element of storytelling. When we start to take one photograph and we double that photograph, we've given ourselves now literally double the amount of information we can be telling in a story or conveying about an idea or conveying about a particular point of view that we have. When we add a third image, we in fact get another complete element to that. So as you add more and more photographs to tell a story into a portfolio or into a show or onto a website, all of those little bits of information need to say something beyond the same thing. It is so easy to get caught up in picking what is our most beautiful photographs, what is our most technically perfect photographs, and assembling those as a portfolio. But in fact, the repetition there becomes pretty boring. So you get tired of looking at really nice photographs that say the same thing over and over again. I equate this somewhat to like cooking as well, that one of the things that happens when we're trying to break out of the patterns of repetition is we got to start thinking about how we actually might cook. When you go out to a restaurant and they spend a lot of time preparing the food, there's a complexity to the flavors. There's a complexity to the meal and the way it's plated. And the idea is that the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. One of the things that comes from that is there's a layering. If you actually cook your own food on a regular basis, you learn about like, oh, you put certain things in a pan first. So you put in the oil and let it come to temperature. Then you might saute garlic and onions. Then you might add in the vegetables. Then you might add in some broth. Then you might add in something else. And you build these layers that ultimately create the whole experience of eating. Then it goes to the plating process. You actually put the food in a plate. You put a garnish on it. You make sure it's properly presented. It's in the right kind of bowl. All of those elements come together so that when you take that first bite, you get this amazing experience of flavor. And that second bite, because your palate's been informed by the first bite, has a subtle shift in the experience. And when you look at it, it's beautiful. So all of those things come together. And it's in that layering of the complexity of the food. It's in the time taken to figure out what flavor needs what time and temperature to release its maximum potential into the recipe. And photography is a lot like that. You've got to think about the layers of the stories you're wanting to tell, the complexity of what you want to say, how you want to present it, and roll all of those things together so that you end up with a bunch of small little pieces and components, which are the photographs that ultimately come together into a bigger story. And even if you're dealing with a single photograph, and we take all of those different elements, all those different pieces of food into that single photograph, the sum of those little parts in the photograph, composition, line, light, form, gesture, all those different elements that come together make a more complex element for the palette. One of the things I also want to address when we think about repetition, and we hear storytelling a lot, and when I mention storytelling, I don't mean that it's got a narrative A to B and we have this complex and Johnny showed up to school and his mom dropped him off. And when I speak of storytelling, I want to speak about emotion and feeling and context, and that somehow a experience is created in the viewer's mind when they look at the photograph that leads them to think something different or beyond what they would have thought they would have experienced when they first looked at the photograph. And that's why when it comes to the notion of this repetition, that storytelling element is so important, because I'm relying on the experiences and observations of a third party to create some story that I don't necessarily know about. So ultimately, my job as the photographer is to provide the information and the tools visually through the medium to allow them to create that. I also think one last piece is you're starting to think about, where is repetition dangerous in your work? How do we go about figuring that out? Because like I said, I think repetition is important in certain technical aspects of our work and in certain process aspects of our work. But if you're looking at your photographs and you found yourself feeling stale, and one of the ways I see this a lot in photographers is I'll hear them say, oh, I'm taking on a new project. And that project is something like, oh, I'm doing a 365 project. Or I'm only going to photograph the color blue for the next week. Or I'm only going to photograph XYZ. And what they're looking for is something to break them out of a rut of some kind. They're trying to break themselves out of the experience of shooting the same thing over and over again. Because let's face it, you can't photograph the same latte art every day over and over again and not get bored with it. Unless you are so in love with latte art that that is your calling. But for most of us, we're doing things just out of habit. We're doing things just because. And if we're getting bored with that, that's a sign of a repetition issue. Repetition is an indication of boredom. If you're doing something that's not creatively feeding you over and over again, and you're just doing it out of habit, that repetition will actually drain energy from your creative process. So one of the things to do is go back and look at your photographs that you shoot on an ongoing basis over and over again. Whether it's the same style, whether it's the same subject matter, whether it's the same location, and figure out what of those photographs appears to be the same to you. So instead of grouping your portfolio project to say, well, this is a done element, this is something I'm going to go out and showcase and show, group those together so you can actually look at them and say, hey, wait a second, these 100 or 200 or 50 or 3 photographs feel the same to me. When those feel the same and they are experienced the same, then you know you've run into a point of repetition. And then that would be something to investigate. Why are you repeating that? What is it about that that makes it feel repetitious? Is it in composition? Is it in the narrative? Is it in the technical aspect? What is it? And then try to break out from that. Because I think you'll be surprised that a lot of the places where you feel frustrated or stuck with your work might be just the fact that you're already have finished that piece of the work. I mean, that's the great part about this process. If you're repeating something that is already finished, now you're just basically piling paint on top of paint on top of paint for no inherent purpose. And once you identify that, you can pick up another brush and move on to some different aspect of the canvas, some different aspect of the story you want to tell. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you go out and find some things that have been repetitive for you and that you're able to then break that out so that this week when you've got that camera in hand and you're walking around, you're able to kind of find something new to kind of kickstart a different experience as you look at your photographs. Don't forget, you can find us up on iTunes. You can find us up on the web on Google Play. Any place fine podcasts are sold. Also, do not forget, if you're up in the Pacific Northwest, November 11th, there's still a few slots left for the Northwest Camera Clubs Convention. I'll be speaking there on Lightroom, and George Lepp is going to be the keynote speaker there, an amazing two-part presentation. So there's a few spots there, so you can go up and find the link for that in the show jump notes and get registered for that. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.